Okay. I'd like to call to order the July 7th meeting, telephone conference meeting of the PNB. It is now about 21 minutes to 6 o'clock, and the session is now in order. The meeting was called under the umbrella of receiving a report from the Finance Committee and discussing any issues related to the report from the National Finance Committee. I would like Mike, just because I'm driving and looking for my notes, Mike, if you could begin with the National Finance Committee report. I do have some remarks, but I can't quite locate them as I'm driving along here.
Okay. Happy to, Sherry. And a lot of discussions, as you know, National Finance has been meeting quite regularly, and I think we were certainly happy to have a large number of PNB in attendance at our last meeting, and that invitation will remain open for the duration, I think, at this point, for National Finance Committee meeting. As you all know, revenue predictions are dramatically off for 2008, and this has resulted in a perhaps the most significant financial crisis to face Pacifica, at least since the history of its new bylaws. We currently face $160,000 in accounts payable that are not being addressed for the month of June. It is important to note that
point of information, Mike.
I can't hear. Somebody's got some static.
Mike, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we didn't have a roll call on the...
Oh, you're right. Point of order. You're right. Okay, sorry. Mike, I just hold at it for a minute. Doc is right. We didn't have a roll call of all those present for the public. So if you just hold that thought 1 minute, Mary, if you could call the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Leah Bediaco.
Present.
Evelyn Bassoon.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Present.
A.C. Byrd.
Present.
Kathy Davis. Lakai Free.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman.
Here.
Ambrose Lane. Mike Martin.
Here.
Sophia Mangaza.
Here.
Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Sar Randhawa.
Here.
George Reiter.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Lori Taguma. Jack Van Aken. Jack has been. Are you muted, Jack? I've got one. Joe Monsala.
Here.
Yosha Manaka.
Here.
Mary Berg is present. Alani Hicks.
Here.
Nicole Subot.
Present.
Dan Steen.
Here.
This is Kathy.
Thank you. Someone else came on. Who else came on?
Jack, I'm coming back.
All right,
okay.
That's all but three people.
Okay. That's so the roll call has been taken. I also want to acknowledge and thank John Almeida, who attends all of the board meetings and arranges so that these meetings can be streamed and so that people can listen to the public sessions of the meetings of the PMB that occur on the telephone. And thanks enormously, John, for always being there. Mike was presenting the latest report from the National Finance Committee. And if you would continue, Mike, that would be helpful.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I indicated, we face a financial crisis that may be unprecedented. And currently our situation is that we have $160,000 in accounts payable but within a matter of days, that number will double to $320,000. This has been the subject of discussion at NFC, and while I would reserve some comments until executive session, I think the focus of some of the comments may be included in the CFO's most recent circulated memo of this afternoon of some of the concerns that $320,000 in accounts payable presents to us from the standpoint of management and planning. It is a serious, very serious issue, and we must resolve it. In that context, the National Finance Committee had earlier in the month of May endorsed a contingency plan that was offered by Nicole. She immediately froze travel. She froze hiring, and she put union organizations on notice of potential actions in the future. And the NFC endorsed that contingency plan. That is a plan that is separate and distinct from current one, the recovery plan that Nicole is working on in draft form at the request of the PNB. In that regard, however, one of the discussions that began beginning in May coming from the CFO was a recommendation from the CFO that we seek a line of credit. At that point in May, the National Finance Committee was very cold to the idea. And in fact, the sentiment was that we wanted to avoid having to go out and get a loan of any type at all possible costs. However, because the fund drives came in so poorly, we've had to reevaluate that position. And this may be something that PNB wants to act on tonight or within the next couple of days. It is something that is on the agenda for the National Finance Committee tomorrow night. But clearly what our situation now is involves the need for the implementation of an emergency cash infusion plan so that we can resolve these accounts payable immediately. If we let them go any further, it will become a point of beyond management in a reasonable way. So one of the things that the NFC asked the CFO to do for tomorrow night is to present an emergency cash package that is reflected on item number 4 in the National Finance Committee report, in which the CFO is going to present a loan package for consideration. How much and how large that loan package, I have an idea, but I may let Lonnie defer to that. How that loan package will be collateralized, and what, in addition to a loan package from a bank, what interdivisional loans would also occur in order to make this happen. Generally speaking, what we're talking about is potential need for a $500,000 cash infusion immediately, which would be satisfied by both a loan package from a bank and interdepartmental or interdivisional loans from other central areas, primarily leaning on San Francisco for this. San Francisco has a 1.2 cash million cash surplus right now, but you have to understand that 400,000 of that is in a CD that does not become available until September. It doesn't mature until that point. I'll let Lonnie get into a little bit more about that idea, but the concept is that I think NFC has accepted the inevitability that we're going to have to borrow some money to get us out of this, and then we're going to have to focus soon thereafter into a recovery plan that deals with how to pay that loan off. The alternative, which has been discussed in NFC, which is discussed in the CFO report, relates to measures that are quite frankly more drastic than I think we should contemplate. We should look to these kinds of solutions as opposed to the potential for letting our contracts and our vendors take legal action against us for failure to pay bills, which would then take us down a road which we might not like regarding the alternatives that become available to us when we get into that situation. So in terms of short-term cash issues, we are in an emergency situation. I anticipate that the PNB will need to approve an emergency cash plan within the next week that will involve an interdepartmental loan, probably from San Francisco, in addition to approval of some sort of line of credit authority that is properly collateralized, probably with WBAI and KPFK assets. Those are the two signal areas that are in emergency situation present time. That is part one of the National Finance Committee report. If we move to part two, and I distributed this, this is an update from our past finance reports that have been circulated to PNB. The next issues, obviously, the short-term cash emergency issue is currently on our plate. We may act on that tonight if it's up to the PNB, but I do implore the PNB to understand that we will have to act on that as soon as possible so that the cash can be made available and these accounts payables can be resolved. But the NFC has spent a considerable amount of time looking at cost reduction issues on a number of points and makes is now offering a number of recommendations to the PNB for consideration. The first recommendation from the NFC, and all of these are based upon unanimous vote. There's not been one dissenting vote, I don't believe. The first recommendation is that the Elections Committee go into emergency, almost the same kind of mode that the NFC is in, to develop a plan to substantially reduce, if not eliminate, the cost of our election, which is about $250,000. That is going to have to be factored into the 2009 budget, and it's a real challenge considering the dollars that are available. In that regard, there is a current motion pending before National Finance to limit the budget drafting to only those dollars which were available within the last 365 days as a result of fund fraud. In other words, we'll be eliminating any kind of projection altogether and only deal with real revenue. That is before National Finance tomorrow night. Second, National Finance recommends the adoption of an austerity program with regard to austerity policy with regard to PNB meetings. We request the adoption as a matter of policy the austerity plan, which is found in item Roman numeral 2, part 2, which includes changing the policy regarding airfare, meeting length, hotel rooms, PNB meeting locations, travel, and number of meetings. All of which is formulated under the austerity report, and the National Finance Committee recommends adoption of that austerity plan. Three, National Finance Committee has requested...
Hello. Before you go on, Mike, there's some significant interference.
Could everyone who's not talking just mute #1?
That is better. Thank you, Grace.
I'm sorry, but can you repeat the last 30 seconds or so of what you said?
Sure, absolutely. The next, the last issue I was talking about was that NFC has adopted a austerity program that it's recommending to the PNB for adoption. It's found under Roman numeral 2, part 2, relating to airfare, meeting length, hotel rooms, meeting locations, travel, and number of meetings for the PNB. That is before the committee, and NFC recommends adoption of that austerity plan. Next is litigation. Litigation is obviously one of the most critical cost items that is killing the foundation in almost every respect. And National Finance Committee recommends the adoption of a litigation risk management policy to be adopted by the board. NFC was looking for some place where that might have to be developed and couldn't really find any place.
Mike,
so
you're breaking up again.
Yeah.
Somebody's having trouble.
Somebody's interfering. Somebody.
It's breathing. Somebody awake?
Somebody's breathing.
Somebody's breathing into the mic.
Sounds like heavy breathing.
Yeah, right, Nasser.
Everybody mute.
Everybody mute or get off speaker for a minute and just
who's doing the heavy breathing into their phone? Maybe they could stop.
Maybe we need to wake somebody up. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Well, it started again. Whoever just breathed into their phone. Great distraction.
Okay.
Seems to have stopped.
Sounds like breathing. I don't know if John O'Meara has any idea. Sounds like it's in a sense.
Well, it's gone. That's good.
No, come back.
Okay, should I proceed?
Please.
The NSC unanimously recommended the creation of a litigation risk management plan. The National Council has put into draft form. The NSC will begin reviewing, probably not this meeting, but the following meeting after I've had a chance to talk to Dan about it. His proposals, and hopefully we will be prepared to come to PNB with a litigation risk management plan for adoption at the September meeting. We believe that to be an absolute critical item if this foundation is to survive, because litigation is absolutely killing the financial status of this organization. Financial recovery issues. It was a unanimous recommendation from the National Finance Committee, and we're talking short-term and long-term, but we can't ignore the really main issue about what this is all about. And NSC unanimously recommended that the Programming Committee become engaged and do what's necessary to begin involving every signal area in the developing programming that will improve listenership. NSC recognizes that's not NSC's mandate, but unanimously it requested that the program committee begin operating immediately to begin addressing the issue of the real core problem here of why we're losing listenership, and that's the fact that we're not paying attention to why we're losing listenership, and that goes to the heart of programming. Again, that's a symbolic gesture on our part, but if we're going to have this conversation about finances, it's one that has to encompass all issues, both long-term and short-term, systemic, and actually the goal of this foundation, and that was why NFC felt that was so important. Another important critical issue is off-air fundraising plans. As you may recall, in New York, we passed PNB unanimously a motion that required LSBs to produce off-air fundraising plans to the National Finance Committee by June 1st. To date, 3 out of the 5 stations have complied with that. WPFW, KPFT, and KPFA have all produced plans regarding off-air fundraising. And I recognize that LSBs and folks who do volunteer work are under a lot of pressure to do a lot of things, but we do not have plans from New York and Los Angeles. And if we're going to have a productive meeting at the PNB level regarding how to strategize about off-air fundraising, it's critical that we get all of the plans from all of the signal areas, especially the 2 signal areas that are in the greatest stress right now. So I would respectfully request those signal areas work with all dispatch to do what the PNB unanimously asked them to do by June 1st, and that is produce for NFC so that NFC can compile it for the review by the PNB and the adoption of what we would hope to be part of the solution here in September, and that is a long-term recovery plan that incorporates an off-air fundraising program that is meaningful and significant for all signal areas. But if the signal areas aren't going to participate, we are handicapped in accomplishing that. And I would urge both Los Angeles and New York to take note of the issue, and especially the fact that the PNB had unanimously voted that that be done by June 1st. Financial accountability issues. Another issue that has been widely discussed in NFC, that has been the subject of almost every meeting, is how we got to this point and why we are here. Obviously, we can all look at those issues and from many points of view, but one point of view that we believe is critical is to understand why WBAI is $600,000 or $700,000 down, why KPFK is $400,000 down, and how they got to that point. So NFC is working on the idea of an operational audit, and it did unanimously agree that one needed to be done, but the proposal has not really been formulated in committee to bring forward to the PNB. We have a subcommittee working on that, and that is on the agenda for tomorrow night. We do believe an operational audit is necessary to fully understand the historical nature and how some of this might need to be written off. Some of this, there might be structural issues that we could address with regard to how things are being charged off. And so we believe an operational audit is critical. But again, the specifics of that are not ready for consideration, and that is on the agenda tomorrow. Policies and procedures. Treasurers are required to make sure that the each signal area and the management for each signal area is appropriately following the policy procedures manual that was adopted in New York. I'm still waiting on the status of that from several signal areas. Two signal areas have reported, San Francisco and Houston, that they are in near compliance. I have not received compliance reports from anybody else to forward to you all at this point. We also unanimously recommended that the CFO send a letter to all signal areas because of the financial stress that we are under, admonishing everybody to remember that restricted funds need to remain restricted, and they cannot be used for unrestricted or discretionary items in order to make ends meet. We have to meet our fiduciary obligations with regard to how certain obligated money is used, and it must remain obligated no matter what the financial stresses are. There is more to come. National Finance meets tomorrow night with a heavy agenda on its plate, but the critical item that is pending before you, as well as before NFC, and this organization, the PNB may very well want to take this up before NFC gets it done. It may want to take it up tonight, but the critical issue that is pending before this board is the short-term cash flow issue and the need to raise cash before accounts payable get so unmanageable that we are truly in a mode that we don't want to be in. And that is essentially the main issue that is on our plate from a financial standpoint. And in that regard, I think I would defer to the CFO for additional elaboration on that point. Let me just make one personal remark before I shut up. You elected me to be your treasurer in this context as National Finance Chair. I'm trying to do the best job I can in the context of the job and my role, and that is as treasurer and really as your conscience. And don't confuse the fact that I'm trying to be your conscience on these financial issues with any attempt to make it look like anything other than what it actually is. We have such a cash problem, and one of the hot issues that's before this board is whether we can afford to meet in July. And I respect the PNB's vote on that, and I respect the mandate of the PNB that it wants to meet. But there is this issue about the practicality, the possibility of whether we actually have the cash in light of these overwhelming pressures to do that right now. It's my job to point that out to you. And that, when I signed off on the memo with Lonnie last week regarding the availability of funds, I did so in full support of Lonnie, but I also did it jointly with Lonnie. We wrote that memo together, and I joined him in that memo because it's my job to point out to you that while I appreciate the PNB mandate for a meeting, I must point out that I just don't reasonably believe there are available funds right now to deal with paying for that meeting, as well as dealing with all of these accounts payable. And all it is me being your treasurer in trying to point that out in good faith, not in an effort to circumvent the democratic process of this body. It is not an effort to circumvent the authority of this PNB, and I strongly believe that the CFO is acting in good faith and is not acting otherwise. It's just a fact. It is what it is. We have to try to work through it. We have to try to get out of it. We have to try to offer, as a board, we need to provide leadership on solutions to all of these things that we've talked about in the NFC report and solutions that may be offered from other committees in the context of what we do in preparing for 2009. With that, I will be quiet.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. I think how I would like to proceed right now is to get as much of this report on the public while we're streaming so that those people who are listening can get as much information as they can before some issues which have to be discussed in executive session actually move the meeting to executive session. At this point, I would ask Lonnie to present his portion of the NFC report or the report of the CFO, and just keep in mind as you're talking, some issues may very well have to be further discussed in executive session, any issue dealing with personnel, contractual obligations, et cetera. So with that in mind, Lonnie, could you proceed?
Yes. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike. That was a very thorough report, and it was excellent. And That left me with comparatively little to say, and I appreciate that. Let me just make two or three points. The first point is, what is the degree of urgency that we currently face? The degree of urgency is that two stations and the national office and the board budget is at risk. That is to say, we are currently $160,000 behind in terms of the budget. That is, we're in deficit $160,000. By the end of July, those bills will have doubled to $320,000. That is money owed to vendors out of the national office and for the national board. Remember, the national office and the national board are the same budget. So we're behind. We have not paid vendors. And the amount of that non-payment currently is $160,000 and will double by the 20th of July. So that is an urgent situation. The second urgent situation is that two stations are in a similar state. That is to say that they risk not being able to make payroll by the end of the month and certainly by the end of August. And since I last made a report, WBAI is introducing a drive in July, and they are introducing a drive in September to try to make up for some of the cash flow deficit that they have. At this point, for WBAI, they're also talking about an August 1st point at which they'll begin to look at other reductions, that is their date. However, I stress that that effort to reduce expenses is laudable, but it won't really produce the savings that station is going to need. Because you can reduce you can look at your staffing and other expenses, but they take time to accumulate, and they're not immediate in terms of savings. So WBAI, as I said in my memo, will need cash support in the end of July, because they're only going into drive in July this month, on the 23rd of July. Right now, I have on my desk checks for $100,000, and that station only has $113,000. And they can't afford to pay those bills for the checks they've written. I talked to the general manager today, and I said, I can't sign off on these checks because it will leave you with little or no money, $18,000, and a payroll that's due by July 11th, and a drive that doesn't start on July 23rd. And their monthly expenses are around $300,000. Now, their solution is simply to stop paying bills, not to pay vendors, not to pay the lease cost, not to pay the cost for the transmitter, and not to pay essential services. Well, not paying bills, just like our home budget, if you don't pay the bill this month, it doubles next month. So it will double in August. And while you may stumble through July, you will have double bills in August. And any proceeds that you might, in fact, get from a July drive will be eaten up by the in arrears bills in August. And you're right back into a cash flow situation. Recommendation is in my report as to how, at least on an insurance basis, to assure that the station will not have a payroll risk, is to have set up in 3 weeks, mind you, we don't have the 30 days anymore, a precautionary line of credit of $150,000 and or a borrowing from another station or two for $100,000. It, as I said in my memo, very, very grave to allow debt default. But the default we're talking about is the national office itself has now a in arrears situation. We cannot afford to cover the health insurance bills for WBAI and a KPFK. We have in the past scraped together funds to do that. But we are now, as I keep saying, in arrears ourselves, and that will double it the next month. So we risk not being able to pay the medical insurance bill for the network. Remember, it's one bill that's not broken up by station. That means we run the risk, if we can't pay that bill, and I must pay that bill, of people going to the doctor and not being able to receive services And that creates a huge liability for us, not only just an unpaid bill, but the fact that services were interrupted. And for whatever reason, if there's some sort of emergency, we become liable for that emergency. So I've listed for you all of the absolute must-pay bills, and they way exceed the amount of money we have. That's WBAI, that's the national office, and that is the board. The board's budget is the same as the national office budget. In the case of KPFK, they, as far as I know, have not planned a July drive. They plan instead an August drive. But the issue for them is the same. Will they have, even with an August drive, be able to make payroll in July? And their cash situation is not good. Not now. July payrolls, the first one is July 11th, 3 or 4 days from now. And then the next one is the 23rd when the cash has to be into the bank for direct deposit. There's a risk there. They can not pay bills, that is, not to pay their vendors, and not to pay central services, but that merely will double again in August, same pattern. And as far as I know, they're not paying a September, they're not planning a September drive. So even if, under the best scenario, the two stations and the national office were to somehow stumble through using the mechanism of unpaid bills, it will all, nonetheless, September, October, come crashing down. So we may postpone that cash flow problem by not paying bills. But as we all know, when you don't pay your bills, the debt increases. And the bills, just to finish up on what bills are not getting paid, the bills that are not getting paid are Democracy Now, 2 months behind. Free Speech Radio News, 1 month behind, maybe another month. Those two bills total $150,000, and other bills we've had to postpone equals to $160,000. But those bills will fall due again next month. So, what to do? And I'll just make a couple of quick recommendations. I know that the sentiment is not to have a line of credit. I really understand the resistance to doing that, and it feels like, oh boy, if you approve a line of credit, the station will use it, and no problems will get solved, and the debt will increase. Yes, I understand that sentiment. But what I'm saying is that if you don't get a line of credit, you will have the problem anyway. It won't go away because you will be confronted with staff and unions and vendors, Kaiser and UnitedHealthcare, demanding payment, not to mention Democracy Now!, not to mention Free Speech Radio News. And you will not have prepared any sort of way to meet those obligations. So you'll have the problem, ready or not, is what I'm sort of arguing. The second thing is that if you don't want to do the line of credit, which I think you should do because there are all graver risks with payroll default and more expenses, and certainly will be the case with irate vendors. If you go with the interstation lending scenario, that is to say, get the stations through the short-term problem while working on the longer term. We don't have the luxury of coming up on an immediate long-term, so we have to solve what's before us in the next 30 days. And then we have at least the next 3 weeks to look at the longer-term solutions that can and will be proposed. So if you want to look at interstation lending, then that too has to be done, probably with a loan instrument and an interest rate for stations that are willing to help. And we have to see how that would work. So the bottom line is we have to solve the problems that's before us now, which is a 30-day problem, and at the same time continue to meet to take on buying time, so to speak, as we look to try to solve the building debt that will push us over to September, October. Now, what will happen in October? If we get through this process with $500,000 infusion of cash, what helps stations in October is CPB money comes in, and that totals about $700,000 or $800,000. It's a pattern in Pacifica. The CPB money comes in a lump sum twice a year. And when that money comes in, stations are in drive in October, and they get an infusion of CPB cash in a lump sum. And, of course, that will tide them over into December, January, but they will run out of money. We as a network and those two stations will run out of money in December, right before the holiday. There would have to be layoffs. There would have to be other reductions yet unidentified. So we don't solve the problems. We merely transfer them to the following month or the following 2 months. I wish I had better solutions to place before you. I don't at this point. I just have two which are doable in 30 days. The other ones take longer, and so that's why I'm proposing these as a 30-day plan, not as a long-term or the final solution. And finally, we have all bad options. That's clear. None of the options are particularly attractive. Borrowing money, stay from stations or from banks, the option of letting payroll default, we can't do that. We can't not pay certain critical bills. All of the options are bad. So we have to choose the least worst option among the ones that we face. And I've sent you an email which shows some of the sequelae of these other options. They're far worse than the ones I'm proposing. That's why I'm proposing these are the least evil and the ones that are more in our control. And they're not great. We don't have great options now. We have least evil options, least bad options. And the least worst options are borrowing money from ourselves or the station and or combining that with borrowing money from a bank. I have started the process of making the inquiries. I'll report out tomorrow. One of our major bank, Bank of America, is saying that the least loan that they'll entertain is for $250,000, $300,000. That's why I have it down that way. The $300,000 would cover both stations, $150,000 each, and the another $100,000 each for each station. Hopefully, they won't use what's called a revolving line of credit. It's not a loan. You don't get a check for $300,000. You have the cash available if needed, and the drawdown would only occur with board approval. So it's not like someone walks away with a check for $150,000. That's not the kind of line of credit I'm talking about. On loans from stations, the same scenario would apply, pre-approval for use of those funds by the board. So you have some control. That is that's my report. Any other ideas? All good ideas are welcome. I just don't see what we can get done aside from these two items, maybe a third item someone else will think of in the next 3 weeks. And I'm not guaranteed to get a line of credit from these banks. And it would require board approval. Okay, that's my report. That's
okay. It.
Yosh for the stack.
Pardon me?
Yosh for the stack.
Okay. I would like... okay, let's take some questions now. I'm going to ask Nicole if you have any comments to make now or if you want to reserve comments for later in the executive session, and then I would take a stack.
I think I unmuted. Did I unmute?
Yeah, you did unmute now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I, at this point, I have nothing to add. Go ahead and take questions, Madam Chair.
Okay. Yosh?
Yes, for Lonnie, as far as Bank of America, have they indicated what interest rate their line of credit would be?
No.
Can you give us a guesstimate?
Yeah. You know, Pacifica's credit is not all that great. And so we're not going to get prime. We are looking, I think, and I would happily be wrong, at a maximum of around 8. And maybe the best deal we could possibly get is 6.
Yes, Doc.
George, Doc.
Okay. Yosh, are you done?
Yes, yes, thank you.
George, okay. Thea is up next, and then George.
I want to respond to... to comments that Mike Martin made. And that is that the treasurer, excuse me, may well feel that he is the conscience of the board, but he is our colleague. And he, nor any other officer, has the authority to discount and set aside a lawful board order. He has no authority, nor does any other officer, to substitute his judgment for their judgment for a board resolution. And to talk and to designate that the next in-person meeting, despite an outstanding P&B resolution for a meeting July 25th, the weekend of July 25th, is to violate and to show the height of contempt.
Excuse me, I'm going to call you to order. I'm going to call the member to order. This discussion will proceed without impugning the motives or characterizing the intent or comments of individuals.
Can we ask the person washing dishes to mute?
Or to come wash my dishes. George?
Yeah, I want to follow
I'd like
up on.
I'd like to finish, please.
Okay, then I'm going to again ask you not to impugn the motives of the chair of the Finance Committee or any other person on this board. Please
and
proceed.
I would remind the members of the board that there is an outstanding resolution for a meeting for July 25th, and despite the NFC or any other officer's reading of the situation, that the that meeting is in order, and the there is every reason that this board should proceed. And I would call attention to Foundation Council's memorandum of this late this afternoon, affirming the judgment and the authority of the board to make the determination that a meeting should be held in person immediately.
Thank you. George?
I'm finished.
Yeah, I want to follow up on Sophia's comment and also sort of ask some questions for Lonnie as well about the relevance, I mean, the wisdom of getting a bank loan as opposed
George,
to...
George, you're a little fuzzy. Is everyone hearing him as fuzzy and...
Yes.
Okay. I'm
very fuzzy.
I don't know that I can fix it. Is this any better?
No.
I think you have to move back from the phone.
How about this? Is that any better?
No. Back a little more from
you
the
have
phone.
A better
I'm going to I'm gonna call in on a better phone. Please put me back on the stack when I do.
I will immediately. Does anybody else want to comment while George is coming back on, or you just want to wait for him to return?
This is Margaret. I'd like to get on the stack at some point.
Margaret, why don't you begin, and then George will piggyback on it when you're completed your comments, okay?
Yes, I wanted to thank both the chair of the National Finance Committee and the CFO for their transparency and their clarity to not only to the board but members of the public who are listening to this meeting about urgent financial crisis facing Pacifica Foundation. And I would hope that this board would be prudent in how we move forward, that we will take heed to the reports given by the chair of the Finance Committee as well as the CFO, and focus our attention on getting out of this crisis and figuring out ways to save money as opposed to spending money. I also feel that I must report to the board that members of the staff at KPFK are very alarmed. I understand that the PNB has voted twice now to move forward to spend $20,000 on a July meeting despite the present crisis we're facing, and I'm not even challenging that vote. Those votes happened, they were fair and square, and the majority of the board voted in that direction. I did report that to the staff the reasons why I opposed that vote as well as the reasons why people supported that vote. The staff at KPFK, including the management, are very, very alarmed, and they have asked me to share this with the board, and that includes the program director, the development director, the senior producer, people from the production office, the vast majority of the paid staff at KPFK. This information has not fully gotten around yet to the unpaid staff, and I feel that I must pass this urgency onto the board, that they have asked the board that given the crisis that the board is facing, that we find an alternative method. In other words, we come up with some compromise with this July meeting. Zuberry Fields, who is the operations director, has come up with a proposal for webcasting that is much cheaper than video conferencing, that if we do, he would be willing to come on to a board meeting and to, you know, explain that fully to the board. If we don't use it now for in July, certainly it could be useful to the board in the future. But I can't say how strongly the staff really feels about this. Additionally, I move a resolution before the KPFK local station board. It passed narrowly, I might add, but also the KPFK local station board is saying it strongly encourages the Pacifica National Board to find an alternative method of conducting the business of the foundation without a July in-person meeting that will allow for full participation of the Pacifica National Board as well as listener members and staff of the DC station WPFW. We further call upon the PNB to work with the executive director, the CFO, the chair of the PNB, the finance, and other relevant committees of the National Board to urgently work to resolve the financial crisis presently facing the foundation and to come up with a plan of sustainability for this foundation. And this resolution also passed, and I must say that it was staff, paid staff, that helped to sway that board. Additionally, close to 50 listeners of KPFK have also signed a statement of concern. Our listeners and staff are very alarmed about the action that the PNB took in passing that resolution, and I think you all should know that. And I would hope that in the spirit of moving this foundation forward in a good way, that could really come to some kind of compromise that will consider the feelings of the staff who, after all, redo the work of raising the money during the drives and keeping the station on the air, as well as the listeners who donate their hard-earned money to keep the station on the air, that we heed those two voices, two very important and crucial voices, and there must be some way that we could compromise and talk about saving the foundation money, not spending money right now. And finally, I just want to say that the board will be meeting again in September. That is less than, 6 weeks away. So if we meet now in July, meeting again in September, which we must address the budget, we're talking about $40,000. We're not talking about simply $20,000. Thank you.
George?
Yeah. I'm hearing an echo of myself.
Yeah,
I know why that is. Just a moment. I can fix that.
All
right. Okay. That should be better.
Yeah.
Okay. I was on in two ways. I think we can't make these decisions out of fear. And my opinion is, well, let me state some facts first. According to Lonnie's spreadsheet, we would have in the bank, cash in the bank in the 1st of July, $2,100,058 and some odd. Lonnie, is that roughly correct? Do we have about $2 million in cash in the bank? There are positive balances in most of the stations at this point. Is that correct?
Let me
amount of money that we have is really in two locations, KPFA and WPFW. WPFW has a restricted account of $380,000. So the cash available to them as of July 1st would be $463,000. However, the amount, since they won't be in drive until August, they're spending $200,000 a month. So
I was just asking what the cash is altogether for in the bank right now.
Yeah, $2.2 million.
Okay. Now, that isn't in...
I'm sorry. That was how we started the year with $2.2 million. And right now, it's $2.1
million. Okay. So it's pretty close. And your spreadsheet was pretty close. So we have $2.1 million in the bank, and we're told that we don't have $20,000 to have a meeting to discuss the kinds of things that Mike brought up, for instance, about we need some long-term strategizing about where to go with this network, and we need to get started on it as soon as possible. We have expenses, but it is the case that we have enough cash in the bank to cover the entire loan that Lonnie was suggesting, and he said that himself. We could borrow $600,000 from the stations that have the money. Actually, KPFT has some too, and spread it out over all of those so as to not cause too much pain at any given station and not cause a default anywhere. And we could do that, or we could also take part of that and have a bank loan also to meet short-term expenses. And I have no doubt whatsoever that we will meet them. We're surely not going to let ourselves default on payroll when we have $2.1 million in the bank. I mean, it just isn't going to happen. So I think the real choice there is just which do we do? Do we take it all out of the money that we have? Or do we borrow some? And we can talk about that later. But the notion that we don't have $20,000 when we have $2 million in the bank to transfer into the account, no, I agree, the account for the board doesn't have anything in it at the moment. But there is plenty of money out there, and what it requires, as I understand it, you all can correct me if I'm wrong about that, is just board approval. That is to say, the local stations may object, but if the board decides to transfer the money, then the money gets transferred. Am I correct about that, Lonnie? Just the last part.
Well, why don't I wait till you finish, then I'll tell
you. Okay. Well, so what I'm saying is the notion that we don't have the money, that it's simply impossible to have this meeting, just doesn't make any sense. And as far as it being listener money, it's all listener money, except for the CPB money. That's how we run our network. The fact of the matter is we have enough cash on balance to cover the deficits in the two stations that are in trouble. And if we are a network, and we are a network, we're surely going to do that. We're surely going to cover the short-term things. The real issue is what are we going to do long-term so that this doesn't keep on recurring? We need to get those plans up. Nicole had some in mind. We have programming decisions we ought to start talking about. We need to do that, and we need to do that in the meeting that was actually voted on by this board and was not, in fact, implemented by the offices of this board. And I think they owe us an explanation for that. That's all I have to say.
Madam Chair, Ms. Starve.
Okay. Who said they wanted to be next on? I'm sorry.
Starve.
And then Nia, please.
Sherry, point of order. Was the
yes.
CFO going to respond?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I know, George. You know, it looks like, well, you've got $2 million. Why can't you use that? That's the way it seems. But keep in mind, and if you look at these reports carefully, this network spends $1.5 million a month. This is how much we spend per month. $2 million is not a lot of money when you're spending $1.5 million and you only have $2 million. and you've got to get through September. You've got 2 months, which is $3 million. You've got more than that. You've got 2.5 months. You're going to need $4 million, or at least three. So $2 million will be eaten up in the next 45 days. And on top of that, you have a situation where you have back bills that have not been paid and are accumulating. I mentioned the $320,000 that's accumulating in the national office alone, and the debt, the vendor debt that's accumulating at the two stations. Now, you could take the attitude, I think you were suggesting, well, let's take any part of that $2 million with the board doing a motion, and say, we take part of this for this purpose and that purpose. The problem is that what part of that $2.1 million is essential bills to pay, mandatory, and that includes staffing, insurance, workers' comp, and any legal bills that we absolutely must pay. The answer is most of it, if not more. And then you include back bills, like Free Speech Radio News, like Democracy Now. So the answer is it'll be gone in a month and a half, which is why I'm saying to the board that in 30 to 45 days, we'll be out of money. And that even if that money is considered, if every dime was ever considered in every bank account. Now, the other thing is that the money that you see in KPFA, $400,000, is in a CD that doesn't mature until September 30th, and you could contemplate taking the $400,000, because it's not really 2.1, it's 2.1 minus $400,000, and you know, incur the penalties for withdrawing that money early. But like I said, keep in mind that we spend, that's what this network's budget is, $1.6 million a month. That's what we need to run this network, pay payroll, pay essential bills. There's not much fat in that $1.6 million. So it's not a lot of money, and it's not enough. Even if we were to take every dime or whatever, we would have the problem of how are you going to pay your bills in October when drives don't happen until the end of October? We would have the problem in October. They will spend most of that $2 million because that's what our bills are. Now, the last point you made, which is, well, surely you can find $20,000 in $2 million. Well, you know, no, I wish we could. If I could identify the $20,000, it would say what, which, because we don't have enough to pay the mandatory bills. And that doesn't leave $20,000 for other bills. The mandatory bills and the bills that are unpaid are the ones that we are trying to pay for first. So I know it seems counterintuitive. I know it looks like a lot of money, but it is not. It's not a lot of money. Okay.
This is Grace. I'm sorry, I heard Grace, and who was after that? I have Sarv, Nia, Grace.
And Jamie, please.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Madam
Go ahead,
Chair.
Sarv.
This is Sarv.
Yeah.
Mine is going to be a very, very short one. I think our CFO has explained the situation in a very brilliant manner. I think there's no mystery here. $2 million for a network like this is not a whole lot of money. It looks like, to me, who's a pauper, lots of money, but it really isn't. So $1.5 million, $1.6 million, the monthly expenditure, it won't last very long. And I think that the burden is not simply, it should not be just focusing on $2 million and how fast we can spend it on some item, but how can we generate revenues at the station that have failed time after time after time after warnings of one kind or another. WBI and KPFK have both been warned many, many times before that they were, and CFO has been warning them, and our the National Board has warned them also. So I think that's where we are to focus. And the short-term, I think, solutions that are proposed by the National Finance Committee and the CFO, I think they're reasonable. We just have to come to grips with it and see what we can do with it. And I think I'm very thankful to our able National Finance Committee Chair, Mike Martin, and CFO for their efforts. And I hope that they can come up with some kind of a motion that we can pass at the earliest, take care of the situation.